This is Dakota Datebook for September 2nd. When you see an eagle soaring on high in the skies, you might marvel at its magnificent size, with a wingspan 7 feet wide. You might admire the bald eagle's snow-white head and tail, gleaming in contrast with its chocolate-colored wings and body. You might visualize an eagle's claws, or its pointed beak that rips and tears its victims into bite-sized pieces. Eagles truly are legendary as birds of prey. For the North Dakota family of Duncan McGillis, eagles became unforgettable because of an early 1890s incident. McGillis was one of Bismarck's early settlers, arriving in the fledgling community in 1878. He married Elizabeth Wilcox in 1887, and in 1889 they had a baby girl they named Helen. On this date in 1892, the Bismarck Tribune reported a nightmarish episode at the McGillis farm, which was located at Baldwin, north of Bismarck. Little Helen, almost 3 years old, was playing outside on a Sunday in late August. Duncan was not home, having gone to Bismarck, and Elizabeth was in the house. Helen was playing make-believe with her doll just outside when Mother Elizabeth heard a scream. Mrs. McGillis rushed out, and there stood Helen, holding fiercely onto her doll, but the toddler's face had been cut in several places. Hovering just above were three large eagles. As soon as the eagles saw Mrs. McGillis, they gave an angry scream and flew away. Helen's face and lips were cut, bruised, and painful, and while she eventually recovered, scars remained. Years passed, and more children were born than grandchildren. One of the grandsons, Duncan Perry, a well-known dentist in Bismarck, retold the story in 1997, over a century later, offering more details. "My grandmother was outside," he said, of the little shack on the farm, "with three-year-old Helen. Helen was wearing a little white dress. Suddenly, my grandmother saw that a huge eagle had swooped down, grabbed Helen, and was trying to carry her away. It actually had Helen a little bit off the ground. My grandma came flying out with a broom and began to swat it away. It finally let go of Helen." As Duncan Perry related the tale in 1997, he noted that Helen had lasting scars on her neck. The eagle and Helen had become an enduring family legend. This Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Marie Offutt.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.